Good morning again. Brother Michael here, the superhero training program. And I felt inspired to share with you my personal experience about health. What health protocols have personally worked for me? Because I've spent the last 11, 12 years experimenting with health in various different ways and gone through different phases. And gone through all kinds of extremes and now come to a balance. And I've shared some of this with you in other audio files anyway, but I just wanted to give the essence. What would I recommend to you for the optimum health? And certainly what has worked for me. And we have to bear in mind again and again and again that everyone is an individual. There's no one way to go for anyone. However, there are certain guidelines, certain consistencies, which go throughout any human being. So I'll just share the essence and then my personal experience. Do bear with my cough. I'm talking about health and I've got slightly bit of a cough, which is in a sense a contradiction, but I've been sick in India, so I'm sharing with you what I've learned overall. One thing is, don't go and live in India if you want good health. So, over the years, all kinds of different health protocols have been followed and practiced. And it really, it comes down to three things. Four things. First thing for health, undoubtedly, number one for health, number one for health. Good vibrations, bliss in the morning. Plenty of bliss in the morning is definitely the best thing for health. First thing in the morning, plenty of bliss. Get up and get those bliss chemicals flowing. Spiritual bliss is number one for health. And then if we look at it, look at the world, look at the earth. What is the earth? Mainly in the world, there's air, oxygen. Oxygen is hugely important. Look at your body. If you stop breathing, you'll die very, very quickly. Within a few minutes, you're dead. So oxygen is definitely number one when it comes to the physical protocols for health. Without oxygen, you'll die. The second is water. Without water, the body is going to die pretty quickly. And the third thing is food. So ask yourself this question: what do you pay most attention to? Most people have flipped it the other way around. Most of their attention is on food, then on water, then on breathing, then on feelings. It's backwards. And this time, you know, according to various philosophies, this is like a very backward time in history. There's a shift going on. There's an ascension on the one hand, but there's the extreme darkness on the other hand. So things are inverted, they're upside down in general. So it makes sense that people are giving all their attention to food, then less to water, then to oxygen, air, breathing, and then feelings. So we need to flip this around if we want good health, good state of being. Number one is the feelings, thoughts and feelings. Get those eternal, beautiful feelings going, flowing, moving all the time. Then is the oxygen. And if actually that's connected, because if you're feeling peaceful and happy, then you'll breathe deeply. Just take a few breaths now. Just enjoy the breath. So I'd highly recommend that you stop every hour, just go into the grace, take a minute just to breathe, just to enjoy the breath, deep breaths in grace every hour. Very, 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 very healthy thing to do. Clear the mind, just feel the grace, think thoughts of grace, of peace, light, love, purity and bliss. And then after the breath, I'm just going through these things in essence quickly. After the breath comes water. And I'd always been into good water, and I've had various water filters and tried to add things to the water and this and that. I'd have to say that the last, I think the last 6 months or so, since I've got a Anthena water filter, a high quality alkaline ionized water filter that's got antioxidants, alkaline water, you can change the setting on this one depending on how alkaline you want it. And it's absolutely amazing stuff, like no doubt about it, breathing and drinking good top quality alkaline water is the main thing you need for health. Since I've done that, I've hardly needed to eat very much. Genuinely, there's a lack of interest in eating food. There's not that craving for food, because I honestly feel nourished. The bliss and the breath and the quality water that's got so much goodness in itself just does the job. You know, we don't need much. That's why people can live on air, some people, not everyone. And I haven't looked into this personally, but I imagine it's because of the breath, the feelings and the water. If they were to be put in India, I bet you they would be very sick if they were put in a polluted city. And had to run around in a stressful job, I bet you they would not be able to maintain their health protocols. They would have to eat and drink more. So the water is crucial, and I highly recommend you buy a good water filter. I have found the Athena to be the best there is. I've done lots of research, and the company will look after you in case anything goes wrong, and there are a lot of integrity there. So get in contact with us if you want one of those. Water, 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 water. And then thirdly, on the physical level, is what you eat. And really, you don't need much. In my own experience, fruit and greens. Greens, 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 greens. Bit of fruit. And then some grains, just a minimal amount of grains and oils, just to make it feel a bit more full, have a bit more substance to it, just to feel grounded, you know. I feel grains are good for grounding, grains for grounding. And make sure the food is tasty. I always get a very good dressing, get a good dressing skills, learn how to make good salad dressings, then everything's very tasty. And, you know, chucking superfoods in there, some goji berries, some maca, you know, various green powders. Why not chuck it in there? Get some good olives. Make it tasty. If you make good food with the right consciousness, you'll feel nourished, you'll feel wonderful, you won't feel tired, you'll feel full and nourished. You'll feel like you've had a good feed and everything's good. If you eat from a state of anxiety and you're not eating the right food and you haven't got any grains and you feel completely undernourished, then you'll feel stressed and you probably overcompensate on the oils and the avocados and then the mad mixes, the mad food combining. So just make the food in a meditative way, you know. In India, there is different spiritual paths where the people only eat food that's made by yogis. And I tend to have this attitude. Eat yogi food means food made in yoga, in connection with God, in grace, in the light. Because the vibrations that you have is going to go in your food. So make food with a lot of love, with grace, with gratitude, give thanks for the food, put the spiritual energy into it, and you will feel the difference. There's such a big difference. you get nourished doubly then. You get soul nourishment and physical nourishment. And then if you can, try and eat in silence. Like I was saying another time, food is your friend, food is our friend. So give time for your friend, be with your friend fully, just enjoy. Of course we don't eat our friends normally, but the attitude that there's a friendship, there's a relationship between you and the food. So enjoy that, give it attention, and bless the food before you eat it. Give thanks, give praise. It makes a big difference in consciousness calibrations, consciousness. David Hawkins talks about this. The food is upgraded in level of consciousness if it gets blessed. So it's good to bless it. There's a noticeable difference. And it's a bit like the water. You probably know Dr. Emoto, the water crystals. People who pray, meditate, the change is the crystal. And what's food got lots of in? It's got lots of water in it. So give blessings to your food. It'll change the structure of the food. Make it in with good vibes. This is important. Superfoods and supplements and whatever is like number five, you know. It's not number one at all. Number one is good vibes, because you're a spiritual being. You have to understand we're constantly a spiritual being, having a spiritual experience all the time. And so that spiritual being is having an impact on everything. You are a spiritual being, so your vibrations are affecting your body. They affect your breath. They affect the water in your body. And so give good vibes to your body. And then make your food with good vibes. Bless the food. Eat pure food. And then, you know, if you want to chuck some superfood supplements on there, then that's fine. But you'll probably find that you don't need the supplements, really. You'll need less. You know, I don't mind taking a few bits and pieces here and there. It's good. You know, it's fine. Great. I love it. I still take those things myself. In fact, when I came to India, I brought a majority of my suitcase was superfoods. But, funnily enough, I've hardly... Well, I have been eating them, but the majority of them haven't been eaten because I felt so high here because of the atmosphere, actually, that I've just been eating fruit, really. So, give attention to the vibrations. Superfoods are great, but don't spend all your money and energy and thoughts on that area, because that's like way down the line. There's people who I know who don't eat any superfoods at all, who've got the most powerful consciousness. They can look at you and you go beyond in a glance, just one glance, and you feel like you've left and gone into another world. It's so powerful. And they don't touch superfoods. They don't even know about it. They don't know they exist. They eat Indian food. They have three big meals a day, cooked food. And some of them are unhealthy and some of them are actually very healthy. It's quite amazing, actually. So it blows out of the window, this concept that you have to be eating these things. Sattvic food, I highly recommend, because that's food that promotes life and happiness and peace. So looking into the sattvic, rajasic, tamasic, if you eat sattvic and a bit of rajasic food, that's definitely recommended over tamasic food. And you can do some Google searches on that. Beautiful philosophy around that sattvic, rajasic, tamasic. Because if we're sattvic people, then we're interested in health, love, bliss, knowledge, truth. You know, tamasic people are interested in laziness, inertia, like sloth-like behavior. You know, so just understand who you are, what you want, and I found that it's this. Simple equation, give a priority to the bliss in the morning, then the breathing in the day, good vibrations, breathing deeply in the peace and the gratitude, drinking quality water and large amounts of it, and then making food with good consciousness, with a lot of love, offering the food, you know, giving it blessings, saying thank you, gratitude, and then eating it in a state of gratitude and appreciation, like this is your friend, with respect, and then everything's good. And of course exercise is helpful, there's no doubt about that. Try and find an exercise that you enjoy, because if you don't enjoy it, it becomes a burden and you probably won't do it. So find something you actually like to do, and then that becomes fun. So the end result is our whole life is fun. You know, we enjoy our life, we have a high quality, enjoyable, high vibration, beautiful life. So that is the result of my 10 or 11, 12 years of research. Keep it simple. Don't think too much about these things. Just keep it simple, stay in the grace. Sattvic food, breathe, and get a quality water filter if you can. Drink that stuff, it's such a powerful and beautiful thing. So I'm going to go off and have breakfast. Papayas are in abundance in India. So many, many, many blessings. You know what's best for you. You are the creator of your own life. Trust yourself. Use your own experience. Sending you love. Aloha.